Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Good morning. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Thursday, the 12th day of July, year of our Lord, 2012. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Well, hey, we do have patiently waiting in the green room my friend Tim Spencer. Tim is a rancher. Tim is a husband, father, grandfather, veteran of the United States Navy Submarine Corps, man about town, and most importantly for our purposes this morning, the proprietor of the excellent website, ruralsurvival.info. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, John. How are things up there at home?
Well, we're looking at a sunny day, no precipitation, shock, shock, and high temperature, maybe 91, 92 degrees. Not too bad. Now, Tim, you and I talked privately about my report. Of course, I gave you more detail that I can't share publicly, but of the...
Yes.
Dependents going through these classified briefings, they signed non-disclosure agreements, which obviously makes it a classified briefing, concerning Nibiru and the impending, rapidly, violently rising ocean levels. That got your attention, didn't it?
Yes, it did. It absolutely did. And I found, a couple of more things that, one is speculation, and the other one is apparently backed up by circumstantial evidence.
Okay.
The one backed up by circumstantial evidence is that this could be also a briefing on the piece of the mountain in the Canary Islands sliding into the ocean from the east coast.
Oh, yeah.
And the other one I will discuss with you privately, and you can put it on the air tomorrow if you want.
Okay. Well, if that mountain or ridge of rock and dirt in the Canary Islands would slip into the ocean, there would be a tidal wave going not quite the speed of sound crossing the Atlantic. It would take somewhere between 8 and 9 hours to cross the Atlantic and hit the east coast of North America. If the scientists had a heads up, the right thing to do would be to warn everybody, but I don't think that's going to happen, is it?
No, because my personal opinion, John, is if they actually even had realistically a week's warning, I don't think they could pull off an evacuation of the East Coast of the general public. But we both know that, you know, it's fairly impractical, the concept of much advance warning, you know, and then the other question for emergency managers is, do you, you know, start that kind of evacuation on a hunch? Or do you wait for it to actually happen? You know, creating a false alarm as an emergency manager is not that great. I mean,
well,
it's not that great.
It's a career killer. You know, it's a career killer. Of course, what you're describing is exactly what happened with the mayor of New Orleans. He knew that if he evacuated people in a hurricane, turned away, that would be the end of his political career.
Absolutely.
And his decision was basically to do nothing until it was too late to do anything. I think we would see that scenario repeated again, wouldn't we?
Oh, I absolutely think so, John.
Okay.
I absolutely think so.
Well, I look forward to talking to you privately, and you're
a couple that are now very good friends with Lori and I watched your video, Global Warming, What the Government Isn't Telling You, both volumes 1 and 2, and made a decision to move to the Missouri Ozarks. And my wife and I have become very good friends with this couple, and we are helping them move.
Well, I haven't met the gentleman yet. We've talked on the phone, and the gentleman has what, about 8 years education past high school or so?
Oh, yeah.
He's
absolutely.
Got a PhD. I don't know what the PhD is in.
It's a doctorate of divinity is what it is.
Okay. Well, regardless, he's a very bright, very well-educated man. And
yes, he is.
He's not given to flippant decisions of this magnitude, is he?
No, not at all.
Well, I think this should be a good heads-up for everybody. Here we have a real-world example, ladies and gentlemen, of a gentleman with a PhD, a very bright guy, very well-educated, who reviewed my information on my DVD, and I have every reason to believe, Tim, that he did some independent verification of what was on that DVD, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
And it was one of those oh my God moments when he figured out, oh no, John Moore's right. I got to do something about this.
Absolutely correct.
Well, I'm glad that he has done the right thing to make sure him and his wife are in a safe haven that you're helping him set up in. Is that in Dent County?
No, it's in Phelps County, right on the Dent-Phelps line.
Gotcha. I know the area. I'm right next to Phelps County myself, as you know. Well, great. Tim, I know you're busy, and ruralsurvival.info has